And here we are. It is a Wednesday, November the 11th, 2020, 11-11-20. Where are we here? 18 minutes past the hour, WWGH Radio time. Scott Spears along with Glenn Coble, our first show back after the election was decided on Saturday. And so many other things going on in the world. The pandemic certainly is not well at this particular point. Highest numbers we've had during the pandemic. And, you know, the mask thing, we got an email there during the break from one of our listeners out there, Linda, and I thank you, Linda, for that email. You know, she's confused about the mask thing, I think, as well, because we have health commissioners saying one thing, we have Dr. Fauci saying another. People's opinion seems to change on this. You know, I hope that the mask does help us, because if it does, then we're going to be okay, because I wear the mask all the time when I'm out in public. But, you know, if it doesn't, if it can go in your eyes, then I don't know.
Fauci yesterday came on the air and definitely said it protects both parties that are wearing it. It protects you from being spit on, and it protects you from spitting on other people. But the eye thing, that's kind of different. And I wonder if wearing glasses helps on that, or...
Well, Mike, is Fauci saying this, that if we both wear masks, because that's my... And Tracy has said that if we both have masks on, we're fine.
Well, Fauci is saying it protects both ways, incoming and outgoing, so...
Incoming and outgoing.
Yeah.
See, that's the confusion. I don't know. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and I maybe there's a legitimate disagreement there, but I think I would err on Fauci's side. Nothing against our lady here in Marion, but I think he's done it a lot longer.
Yeah, but I mean, I just look at her logic and a lot of other people's logic on this. I mean, an eye is an orifice.
Yeah. Oh, and I understand that, and I think he's said that before, that protecting your eyes is a good way to help.
Right. So if somebody has it and they cough on you and it goes in your eyes, well, why, how, I mean, I would think you could get it.
Yeah. And there are people that wear face shields all the time.
Right. Now, a face shield may be the way to go then, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, the problem with the masks initially was you couldn't close them off enough to keep all the air from coming in and going out. Well, those face shields, you can't, there's a lot of space where air can go in and out. So I think if you're going to wear a face shield, I think you should also wear a mask.
Well, I hope it's right that it does help you from getting it. But I also know that there's a big problem with this illness right now.
Yeah.
And it's all, apparently, according to the doctors, community spread. And that's why the governments are not doing anything about it, because sending people home from work again and is not where it's being spread. It's being spread by people getting together at parties and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but if you get together at a job site where you have 400 people all working on an assembly line shoulder to shoulder, that's worse than being at a party with 10 people. I can't imagine it wouldn't be. Now, I am not a doctor, so please don't accept what I'm saying as the rule. I really don't.
I'm just looking here because it'd be nice to get some kind of idea on this whole mask thing. So let's see here. This was NBC last night. Two-way street. CDC report says masks protect wearers and everyone else.
Yeah.
Okay. Wearing a mask not only protects others from the spread of COVID-19, but it protects the wearer as well. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Tuesday in its strongest messaging yet on face coverings. Okay. The CDC also said that adopting universal masking policies can help avert future lockdowns, particularly when combined with a doubling down of mitigation strategies available. Okay, well, where is the idea as to why it works both ways? Let's see here. Recent data has now shown that, as a matter of fact, there's also the added benefit to protect you from droplets and virus coming your way.
That you can inhale, yeah.
Yeah. You protect others, he said. Their masks protect you. And other masks also protects you.
You know what I don't understand while you're still checking that out? One of the things I don't understand, there is a certain type of person, and I'm not going to try to say what type of person that is, but there's a certain type of person that seems to be just too good to wear masks in grocery stores or in restaurants or wherever. And I just don't understand that attitude. I guess ignorance is bliss. I don't know.
Well, the only problem I would... Okay, now if this ends up being true, which maybe it is, then I guess we're okay if we're wearing the masks. And I guess if somebody else doesn't wear the mask, you know, that's too bad for them.
Yeah, I guess that's probably correct. The problem is, though... masks don't protect you 100%. So there's, if somebody's not wearing a mask and they cough or they yell or they talk loudly and spew out whatever they're spewing out, look at the mask you're wearing. There are air places where stuff can go in, and you're inhaling, which draws that stuff in. So I think we should have a mandate. Now, we're not going to make a law that you have to, but I think we should have a national mandate.
See, that's the problem, though, because whatever they do, they do. I guess what I'm saying is that if the mask does protect us from getting it, then why do we care if other people don't wear it?
Because if they don't wear it, they're still spewing out whatever they have, and it's going to sneak into your mask because there are very few people have N95 masks, and even N95 masks allow some air to come in because you're inhaling, which draws stuff through the little openings around your face, and yeah, you're protected a lot more. But you're not 100% protected.
So I think that's probably what most people are saying, is that don't think this is a cure. Don't think this
No, it's not a cure. I don't. Dr. Fauci has said it's not a cure. It's just the best we can do until we get an inoculation.
But if both people wear masks, then it's going to be very hard.
It'll be a lot easier for you to stay free of it, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's what everybody is saying. Maybe they're just saying it's not a guarantee wearing a mask is going to keep you safe.
Yeah, right. But the thing that just drives me nuts is, you know, people screaming, it's my liberty, I can do as I please. Well, you can't do as you please in the United States. You can't, most countries, you can't do as you please. If what you're doing is affecting other people, there are laws and rules about that, and this would affect other people. These people walking around without masks are affecting the people that, even the people that have masks on. So I don't understand. I just don't understand the ignorance of it.
Well, it's interesting to watch because as it goes along, most people seem to be wearing the masks, but also they wear them. Well, a lot of people wear them wrong. They wear it below their nose.
Yeah, if you wear it below your nose, that's a waste of time.
They wear it below your nose, or they don't wear it at all because they maybe have breathing problems. Kids don't wear them at all. So there you go.
Well, one of the groceries that I go to, there is a young lady that always wears, she works for the grocery store, always wears the mask below her nose. And I've been tempted to mention it to the management, but, you know, nobody likes to be that guy.
Which is what it all comes down to.
Yeah.
And nobody's correcting these people at this point. At least I'm not seeing it anywhere.
Now, I have brought it up to this very grocery store. If you have that sign on your front window, why aren't you enforcing it? And I was told, well, the upper management has decided that they couldn't enforce it, so they won't. Yes, you can enforce it. You can tell people they can't come in the store.
Well, I think the decision that was made probably had to do with manpower and financials and what you can do and what you can't do, because it's one thing to go tell somebody to leave. Well, if they become violent, and I watched people do this.
Yes. Well, they get violent when they see you. That's the problem.
Well, that is true. But I don't think anybody tore the hinges off the door when they saw me. But I did see somebody tear the hinges off.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. That's how mad they get when you tell them to leave.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think now people just figure, gee whiz.
Yeah, well, I think I've mentioned that when I worked at the credit union, one gentleman got almost that angry about we had a sign on our door saying you cannot come in here with a weapon unless you are a police officer. And that drove him crazy. We wouldn't let him in.
Yeah, well,
it's easier, though, in a credit union where you have four or five guys that can stand their ground and there's only two doors in and out. So,
well, you know, that became a big issue for a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
You know, why can we conceal carry, but we can't carry it in certain places?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the mask thing is. And that's why the Liberty thing doesn't really hold up with me, because any private business can tell you to do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they don't have to open the door to you.
No, it's a private business. Yeah. And I don't know that the government has said anything about wearing a mask outside. You don't have to wear a mask outside. You don't have to wear a mask in your home. You're not going to go to jail for any of this.
No, no. It's even in the states where it's strong, it's only a mandate with no teeth, really.
Which is why I'm not really sure. I guess it's a suggestion that most businesses have adopted, but
yeah,
that's how it goes, I guess, at this point.
I think one of the things that the Biden...
Wait, we're going to go to break. We'll be back in 60 seconds, and we'll catch the other side of that point in 1 minute.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, Scott and Glenn back with you here on this Wednesday, Veterans Day 2020, 11-11-20.
Yeah.
All right. So, O'Biden.
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 I just turned him into an Irishman.
The Irish president.
Well, I think he's going to seriously contemplate making a national mandate to wear the mask. Now, again, the mandate doesn't make it a law. They can't take you to jail because you don't have a mask on. It's just a mandate that you should have one on. And you know, I've often thought, when I've seen people in public not wearing a mask, should I give them a dirty look? Well, I've done it, and it doesn't seem to affect anything. I'm waiting for somebody to say, you look at me like that again, I'll punch your lights out. But I don't know if peer pressure? Peer pressure will work to... get these idiots to wear a mask.
I think some people just have their own feeling on it, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, yeah. We live in America.
We do live in America. You are allowed to have your own opinions and your own feelings about everything. And so you felt, I think this is interesting, you felt that last week you heard a show that I was doing where you felt I stepped out of the middle of the line.
Yeah, I think you did. And I was happy that you did, because I think you were right. And it was a little bit unusual, so I understand why you did.
Well, when was that? It was Thursday or Friday morning.
Yeah.
But it was the morning that it looked as if Biden was going to win the election, and all these lawyers were starting to be sent to other states.
Hadn't they called it already?
I don't know. They called it on Saturday,
yeah,
so it was before that. But basically, the point was that I don't, you know, whoever wins is whoever wins. That's democracy. That's the way it works. But I just think when whoever it would have been who loses, when you start sending lawyers and don't have any proof. If you're not presenting any proof, to voter fraud, I don't know what the point of that is. To me, that just comes off a little sour grapeish.
I think that's exactly what it was. And I really believe that this current president has been like a 9-year-old child the entire 4 years that way. He's kind of sour grapes, and he's, if you don't do it my way, I'm going to take my ball and go home, that type of attitude. I have found very little maturity in this president.
I have found, though, that people do like this, that he's doing this.
I understand that. There are people that like that. I mean, if the other side, you know, if I was a Hillary fan, and if Hillary had told Trump to go pound sand and not done anything, I probably wouldn't have minded that either. So, yeah, I understand why.
Well, you know, I just look back at Hillary, and she lost, and she conceded the next day.
Yeah, she did.
She did. And I guess that's what was in my mind. Romney conceded that night. John McCain conceded that night.
Absolutely.
John Kerry.
That one was tough.
Yeah. So, you know, I just don't understand why all of a sudden we don't do that anymore. But
I think we will continue to do it. I think it's just this particular president.
Well, you know what? When I made those statements, I guess what I also did not realize, which I'm realizing now Wednesday into this week, people's feelings are really hurt.
Yeah.
You know, we live in Ohio, where 60% of people in Marion County voted for Trump, and certainly the state did by like 8 points or something.
Yeah.
And people are hurt.
Yeah.
You know, they did their parades, they flew their flags, they put their signs out, they had their bumper stickers, they had their hats, they had their masks.
But they were
hurt.
They were no more hurt than those of us who didn't like the idea that Hillary won the popular vote but did not win the electoral vote.
No.
Were hurt too.
No, but I'm just saying, being in a state that did overwhelmingly go for him, and it did in 2016. Now, I think if we'd been in California when Hillary lost, that would be the same situation, that the majority of the state is still upset. I think we are in a state where the majority, and in a county where the majority of the people are upset. I don't think the majority was upset in 2016.
Well, I think the majority might have been against Trump in Ohio. The gerrymandering has gotten to the point where there are 40% Republican votes ruling over 60% because of the gerrymandering. So I've been told by the Democratic Party. I'm not sure if that's true, but gerrymandering has really made it so that the minority actually is the ruling party in Ohio.
Well, I mean, the popular vote decided the local candidates, and we got all Republicans.
You're right.
So I think that people are genuinely upset. Because in Marion County, people listening to us right now, all their local officials won.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out whether that was an effect of so many people coming out. And I loved the fact that we had,
27,000.
But we had almost 70% of the voting population voted this year. And I love seeing that, and I think we need to keep doing that. But I really think that the vote, a lot of people just voted straight Republican or Democrat this year, which might not have been the case in years past.
No, I think it was, and I think that has been the problem.
Yeah.
Because in 2018, the amount that DeWine won Marion County by was pretty much what the other Republicans won Marion County by. 2016, what Trump won it by?
Now I'm at a loss for... He's a friend of mine. Why am I a loss? The guy that was running for our governor.
Cordray?
I'm sorry?
Cordray?
Yeah, Cordray. Actually, Cordray actually got over 40%.
In Marion.
No, not in Marion, in the state of Ohio.
Right, but in Marion, I say, if you look at the down-ticket vote, it pretty well follows what the top of the ticket looks like.
And those of us who are Democrat that live in Marion have to understand that the majority rules, and that's fine. I'm good with that.
Well, and that seems to be the way it's going right now.
Yeah.
That the majority is ruling, and it seems to be a very strong Republican vote. Now, I don't know what would ever change that. Something changed in the last 4 years.
I don't either. That's a good question. I think all the corruption within the Republican Party that is surfacing, has been surfacing for the last year, that may change it a little, but I think people are they're locked into my team or your team, and I don't think it's going to change a lot.
Well, I just feel bad for the people who voted for Trump at this point, because I know, like I always
wish I could be that good.
Well, like I said, before the election, I always felt I've never seen political activism like this. I've never seen flags. I've never seen shirts. I've never seen hats. I've never seen the things that I saw. And that is good that people are getting involved in politics that way. And to have all that happen, you know, people with their trucks out and flying two flags on there and proud to have it, that's politics. You know, that wouldn't have happened 20 years ago.
Oh, no.
And then to have that candidate lose, even though the county and the state went that way, that's probably tough, especially since Ohio, I can't remember the last time Ohio didn't vote for the winner.
No, it was like in the early 90s, maybe. It might have even been before then.
Oh, before then? Because
it might have been in the early 70s. Anyway.
Because I know that Reagan carried Ohio both times. I know that Bush, the time he won, carried Ohio. Clinton carried Ohio the time he won, beat Bush. Both times he won, Obama carried Ohio, Trump carried Ohio, George W. Bush carried Ohio.
Did Nixon carry Ohio? I think
I'm pretty sure he
did. Yeah.
So we might be going back a long way.
Yeah.
I think it was Kennedy. Matter of fact,
is that right? Yeah.
I think Nixon won Ohio in 60. So we're talking Ohio has always went the way the country went for 70 years?
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
Well,
60 years.
You know, here's a question. This is a little off the subject. It's not off the subject, but it's a little off the direction you are heading. I have a Biden flag, and I take it in every night because I don't want somebody coming and stealing it and throwing it through my window or something like that. We have taken down all of our other, except for my Black Lives Matter sign is still up. But I still fly the flag every day. And my wife and I are talking, now are we showing our loyalty to Biden because it isn't supposedly a done deal yet? Or are we gloating? And we don't want to be gloating. That's ugly, I think, in anybody's situation. But when do you take that down? I mean, nobody's conceded to him that he is going to be the president yet. So
I don't think they are.
No, I don't think so either. But I think we will take it down once the Electoral College votes. But I don't want my neighbors. Well, I have neighbors around me that are Biden neighbors, which surprised me. We're all old white guys. But we also have several around us that are Trump people. I don't want to offend them by thinking, here, I'm sticking it in your face.
Well, all I know is I know that the Trump people worked very hard, and they turned out the vote in Marion County. They turned out the vote in Ohio.
But when do you think I should take that flag down? Should I have taken it down right after was called? But like I heard several times from the Republican side that news media can't determine who our president is. And they're right.
That's true.
Yeah.
But so, I think news media is basing this on the states, the Secretary of State, they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think media is just making the numbers up.
No, I don't think they're making it up, but it's a good question for the Republicans to ask. Why in the world are you allowing the media to call who's going to be our president when not all the votes, the votes haven't even been counted yet? There are states that are still counting.
Well, I think it comes back to, you know, the media bases their projections on what the states are telling them.
Yeah, I understand.
So, I mean, who else is going to tell
I'm
you?
I'm standing up for the Republicans. Come on now, Scott, give me a break.
Well, I mean, I don't know that would be a practical way to run elections.
Oh, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But I think it is a good question.
Well, if it ends up being wrong, then we'll...
Now, that brings up another point, and I think I mentioned it to you when I came in. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I mentioned it to my wife this morning. I was watching a show on television this morning. I was watching Scarborough. Yeah, I was watching his show, and Morning Joe or what, and one of the historians brought up the fact that John Quincy Adams, John Adams put media in jail. And I had never heard of any other president sounding like Trump did when he said the media is the enemy of the people. And he actually put one of the top media people in jail who got sick and died of typhoid or something. So he put his wife in jail, and she got sick, so he put his publisher in jail. This is so this has kind of got some background.
Maybe this is why he didn't win re-election.
Maybe so.
Adams.
Yeah.
A little bit of a roughneck.
Yeah. Well, Adams apparently was, not a real friendly kind of guy. And he was one of the few that was not, he didn't own slaves.
And he did not stick around for the inauguration when
he
lost.
No, he did not. Yeah.
He said, I'm out of here. Talk to you later.
That, you know, that doesn't bother me so much.
Here comes
much.
A break. We'll be back in a minute.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here, WWGH Radio, Glenn Coble, Scott Spears. By the way, phone lines are open. If you'd like to weigh in on anything, please feel free, from coronavirus to the election, which we're kind of wrapping up here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I've noticed, outside of trivia, call volume seemingly has gone down as of Election Day, because I do think people are hurt. I think people are upset. I think people don't want to get on the air and complain.
Yeah.
I think, because, you know, prior to the election, it's different, because you don't know what's going to happen. So you give your opinion. This is what's going to happen. This was always my problem with the election. What we do is we criticize the other person. We don't really say how great we think our candidate is. We say, well, that other guy, he's blah, 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 blah. Well, once the other guy wins, what do you say?
You say, he won, congratulations, and you go lick your wounds.
But that's not, well, I think that's what people are doing right now. And I think that's why we're not hearing a lot from people, because it's very tough. I mean, and like I said, what do you say? You call into a radio program and say congratulations to somebody who you really didn't like, really didn't vote for, probably still think they didn't win?
I think very few people are going to call in and talk to us about how upset they are.
Oh, I think it's going to take a couple weeks for this
too.
To pass by.
Yeah.
Because this is plus you've got the fact that there has been no concession.
When is the Electoral College vote? December 13th, is it?
Something like that.
Something like that. That will kind of say that. That'll kind of seal the deal, I would think.
It's not going to make anybody any happier.
No, absolutely not. No.
So, you know, I think we're going to have this spell here for a while that is just a very unpleasant time for people.
I'm concerned that Trump is being so childish that he will not allow the peaceful adjustment of the administration. Now, I guess he thinks there's still some sort of chance to win. Everybody you listen to, even on Fox News, have said, no, he's not going to win.
But if you want to talk, by the way, and if you want to say how upset you are or how much you think the election is not fair, I mean, it's fair to say that. I mean, freedom of speech, that's what we're all about here.
Absolutely, and we can all be hurt by things like this.
Oh,
both
absolutely.
740-383-9944.
That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Now, let me tell you a happy moment.
Yeah.
Okay. This morning...
I like Sam Donaldson this morning. That was a happy moment for me.
Sam's
always
good. I love Sam. Sam's a good man.
Yeah.
So I went to... I got up early this morning because I knew I had to get gas. By the way, gas was only $2.05 this morning.
Yeah,
that's not
bad.
Yeah. So I got gas this morning, and then I went to get my diet soda. And I went through the place, and I went through the line, and I said, I'll have a large diet soda, like I always say. And I said, okay. So I get up to the first window, and they go, we're sorry, we're out of diet soda. Oh, so this is a problem.
Yeah, that would be a problem for me.
Yeah, that was a problem. And I thought, well, why didn't you tell me this back at the window when I ordered this thing? So,
Did you complain to that poor person?
No, I really didn't. Oh, okay. I just said, oh, okay. And they said, can we get you anything else? He was very nice about it. And I said, well, no, thanks.
Lobster.
And I just, lobster. There you go, lobster bisque.
That'll take care of it.
Drove on through. And thought, well, and I'm just going to be without. I'll have to drink, you know, 2 liter of pop or something. 2 liter pop that's here. So I get here. Now, how serendipitous is this? I walk in, and somebody had went to Burger King, and it the pop is here, and breakfast is laying on the desk when I walk in this morning.
How did you guilt somebody?
I didn't tell anybody. See, now, isn't that the serendipity of life?
Yeah. Okay.
I did not say anything to anybody about not being able to get a pop this morning. I did not Facebook it. I didn't talk to anybody between here and there.
That was very nice of that person.
But how
did they not tell you who it was?
No, I know who it was.
Oh, okay.
I know who it was. But what I'm saying is, what are the chances?
Not very good.
Right, that would happen.
Not very good.
So I thought, now there's luck.
Well, I tell you what. Have you ever gone through, well, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I was driving home from North Carolina by myself. I dropped my wife off down at my daughter's house, and I had my doggy with me, of course. And we were driving along and on the West Virginia Turnpike, and I pulled up to the place where you pay the $2, and I pulled up, and now it's $4, but at that time it was $2. And the guy waved me through. I said, I haven't paid. He said, the man in front of you paid. Have you ever had that happen? That's amazing. I didn't know that guy from Adam.
Well, not on the turnpike, but I have been in restaurant lines where I guess this is the other place you're in a line where you'll pull up and they say the car in front of you paid.
Yeah.
I've had that happen.
That's I love that. So since then, I've done that a couple of times. Just I don't tell my wife that because she'd say you're spending our money. But
well, isn't it interesting how nice people can
be? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, good people.
Yeah, and that person could have been a Trump voter, for all I know. No, you know what? One of the things that I thought about as I pondered why that person paid for my toll, I thought, now why would this person do that? And then I realized I did have probably a Hillary sticker or some sort of Democratic sticker on the back of my car. And maybe that person saw it and was giving me an attaboy. But it was a small sticker.
You know, I don't have any political stuff
I
on
don't
my
either
car.
Anymore. I did at that time.
I never would. I remember somebody was campaigning locally about 4 years ago, and they came and knocked on my door. And, boy, we had a long... Because I knew the person. And we had this long discussion about, you know, them wanting to put a sign in my yard because they felt that my house was in a place where a lot of people would see the sign.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you know, you don't even have to vote for me. I just want to put the sign in your yard so people will see it, and we've been friends, and you don't have to tell me who you're voting for. And I just said, I'm not that everybody knows where I live, but I don't ever want it to be said that I ever supported any candidate, any.
Mm-hmm. And in your position, I suppose that's a good position. I had everybody sign in his brother from the Democratic Party.
Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Chip. Always good to hear from you. How you doing?
Oh, good.
So what's new? Are you back at work?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Staying busy?
Yeah.
Busy time of year. Thanksgiving time, right?
Yeah.
Do you have your all the turkeys are in?
Yeah.
Good. It's good.
So I know you pay attention to the election. What'd you think of it, Chip?
Joe Biden won.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
Good.
Good. Good. Now
all of us work together.
Yeah, we all work together. That's right.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Now the MRCA MRDD levy passed too, yeah. Chip. How'd you feel about that?
Good.
Yeah. That was excellent.
You had a Santa Collins show.
Oh, the Santa Collins show. Yeah. You know what, Chip? That will probably start the week after Thanksgiving. We're looking at the time on that, but most likely it's going to be Wednesdays between 5 and 6 right now. But if it changes, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thanks, Chip.
Okay.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chip. Go to the Kroger on Delaware Avenue, and you will see Chip most any night of the week.
Chip's a loyal fan, isn't he?
Oh, Chip's great. I love Chip. And the dog for the police force is named Chip after him.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a great thing. Yeah. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Well, Chip brought up something that we all have to take in mind. And I know coming as a Democrat, a lot of my Republican listeners will disagree with this, but I really think, or they'll say, I'm just doing it because I'm a Democrat, and Democrats supposedly won this election. I think we have to find a way to get past it and work together. If we stay in our tribes like we have done for the last, almost all 4 years, we're just going to get to hate each other more and more and more and more, and that doesn't do anybody any good. We are all Americans. So,
yeah, but I think this is much like my mantra in life. This too shall pass. I
hope
people
so.
Are hurt right now. I really do.
Yeah.
I have seen phone calls dry up. I have seen people. There was a great enthusiasm going into the election. There was Halloween, and people got to go out on Halloween, which they weren't sure they were going to be able to do. And the time change happened, and we had that blast of nice weather, and the polls were busy. And
you
we
think
had,
the time change was a good thing?
I think a lot of people like an extra hour of sleep.
Okay, all right.
I think that
I hate that the sun goes down early.
But you don't get up in the dark anymore.
That's true.
So I think there's that. I think that was going on, and I think that more people turned out to vote in this election in Marion County than had ever, 27,000 people.
In the United States.
In the United States as well.
Yeah.
So there's a great enthusiasm, but the unfortunate thing is somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose.
That's the way it's run.
And when the losing happens, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah,
and I think it kills your enthusiasm.
Especially when you're so invested, and both sides were terribly invested to the point where they're not being, either side is not being logical.
And I said this when I gave my little soliloquy last week about, you know, conceding of elections. I know very well that Marion went 60% for Donald Trump. I know that Ohio went 8 points for Donald Trump. I know that I'm speaking to people who probably did not like what I was saying. Mm-hmm. But I would be saying it if it was Joe Biden. I would be saying it if it was Hillary Clinton. You know, I think that's just your job as president or a candidate for president. When you are not the winner, you should gracefully concede. I mean, it's tough. But it's what you got to do. Well, and you know what? Even if this was closer, I could even see it. But even if Trump did win Pennsylvania, he still would not win.
No.
So that's the problem.
Well, that's the nice thing about this radio station. This radio station has people like you who are trying to be as true to the media, news media, right, of staying in the middle and not going one way or the other. And then you've got people like me, far left, and then we have people on this station that are farther right. And I think that makes this station very important.
I said going into that election, and people can check it, I know we had five people who voted for Trump. We had four who voted for Biden, and we had one that will never tell you how they voted, that being me. But outside of that, if you would ask people here, I know that five definitely voted for Trump. I know that four definitely voted for Biden. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't get more.
And we get along.
And we all get along.
We do.
And we all get along. So there you go.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes, I guess.
We're there's no sense in not getting along. You've got to see each other. For the next 4 years, we're going to see each other. And
I was going to bring something up to you. We may continue this next hour, because this is a much easier topic, because you'll have Dr. Feinman on today.
Sure.
You start the because I listen.
Yeah.
You start the Dr. Feinman show every week by talking about normally what we talked about the last couple of hours.
Yeah, I usually bring that
up. Which is good, because Dr. Feinman, I guess, listens.
He listens.
But you say we disagree. Now, see,
we do disagree at times. I don't say disagree.
Like last week, you said we disagreed, and I was thinking, now, what did we I was driving home thinking, what did we disagree about today?
Well,
you were in a bad mood last week.
Yes,
Wednesday.
I was in a very bad mood, and I hold grudges. So.
But I don't think... But I don't remember disagreeing with you. I remember saying, I think it's okay for you to be in a bad mood. I think that's honest.
I can't remember. I think we disagree. I think it's good that we disagree.
I'm okay if we disagree. I just didn't know that we did last week.
I sense when I think you're disagreeing with me in your head, because you won't say it.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe I just sensed it, yes.
Well, see, this is where I think there's a misread, because a lot of times, you know what happens? It's a question. And this is why the few times that people have gotten angry with me during, and it's very few, it's because of questions. Somebody will state their opinion, and I'll ask a question about that, and they take that as me being disagreeable.
Yeah, they might sense in the tone of your question that you're disagreeing.
Right, when I'm really just trying, because I feel...
you got to work on your tone.
Well, no. It's an advocate for the audience.
Like
the famous Jim Jordan interview that he got angry with me, it's because I kept asking him, and it wasn't even a political issue. It was about the wrestling thing. Now, he took that as... He didn't want to be questioned about it.
Right.
But I took that as that's what we really want to know about. That wasn't a Republican or Democratic issue. Now, do I care what Jim Jordan did there? Politically, no. Because you know what? He'll have to live with that for the rest of his life if he did it. And if he didn't, then he's being persecuted wrongly. Regardless, he still wins elections. So...
I can see where he might think that was a political question, a gotcha question, because at that time, if I recall correctly, there was some heat coming.
Oh, there was.
Yeah.
There was. But it wasn't. And the interview was set up before the scandal broke. So there you go.
Okay.
Well, we might continue this. We're going to break. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Oh, man.
And then, Ricardo, I want to tell you, Shaky, with another accent, I want to tell you, don't pay any attention to him. Just pat him on the head 3 times.
And the producer.